what AI can't do, that humans still need to. A founder told me last month she was frustrated. Her team kept asking her to clarify the same three things in every project kickoff, every time, for 2 years. She'd vent to me about it as if it were weather. Did you ever write down what those three things are and put them in the kickoff template? Long pause. No. She wasn't lazy. She wasn't incompetent. She'd just spent her whole career in a posture where complaint and action sat in separate buckets. Complaints went one place. Things to fix came from somewhere else, usually from above. The idea that her own irritation was itself a problem she could take ownership of, that idea had never been installed. This is the operator pattern AI can't replace, and most operators don't know they're running it. What AI can't do that humans still need to is notice what's actually broken and decide to take ownership of it. Everything downstream of that, the prompt, the workflow, the automation, the proof, depends on someone with a nervous system deciding that a problem matters enough to act on. The market is about to spend the next decade sorting operators by who can do that and who's still waiting to be told. Why smart operators wait instead of move? Watch the same pattern across 100 companies. A senior leader sits through a recurring meeting that wastes 45 minutes a week for a year. They don't kill it. They don't raise it. They tolerate it. A founder notices that customers keep asking the same confused question in onboarding. 3 years running, the onboarding never gets rewritten. An operator watches a clunky internal process eat 90 minutes a week from the entire team. They've thought about fixing it more than once. They've never blocked the time. None of these people are lazy. None of them are stupid. Most of them are running companies, leading teams, hitting their numbers. They are, by any conventional measure, capable adults. What they're doing is running a pattern they never chose, the pattern of waiting for someone else to own the problem. You spent 18 years in a system where someone handed you the assignment. Teachers told you what to read, what to study, what counted as good. You got rewarded for executing the assignment well and penalized for going off script. By the time you graduated, you'd run that loop tens of thousands of times. Then you got a job, and the loop didn't break. Your boss became the teacher. Your role became the assignment. The metric became the grade. This is not a personality trait. It's an OS-level pattern, running underneath conscious choice shaped by decades of reinforcement. In the mind model, the OS is the layer actually running the show, the default operating mode you fall into when no one is watching. And for most capable operators, the default that decades of school and corporate hierarchy installed is some version of wait for someone else to define the problem, then execute the fix well. The problem isn't that you're bad at the OS you're running. You're often excellent at it. The problem is that the OS was built for a world that no longer pays for what it produces. What your nervous system already knows. Here's the part most operators miss. The noticing has already happened. Your nervous system clocked the broken process the first time you saw it. The signal fired. You just learned decades ago not to honor it. Your brain has a structure called the salience network, centered on the anterior insula and anterior cingulate, whose job is to detect mismatch, novelty, things that are off. When you walk past the broken reimbursement process for the fourth time and feel a flicker of irritation, that's not a personality flaw. That's your salience network doing exactly what it evolved to do. The signal is data, not noise. The signal lives in the body before it arrives as a thought. That's interoception, your brain's sense of internal state. The chest tightening when the recurring meeting starts. The flicker in the gut when the customer asks the same question for the third time. The faint, hard-to-name irritation when the spreadsheet update lands in your inbox on Friday. The hardware knew before the software did. The body fired before the mind named it. This is happening at the hardware layer of the mind model, the substrate underneath everything. Your prediction system was expecting one thing, got another, and generated a signal to flag the gap. Operators trained in assignment mode learned to suppress that signal, because in school and in most corporate hierarchies, the signal was inconvenient. Noticing the broken thing wasn't part of the assignment. It got you labeled difficult. So you learned the suppression. Now the signal still fires, but the registration doesn't. Your attentional filter has been quietly recalibrated over years to surface what does my boss want instead of what's actually broken here. The hardware is still working. The operating pattern running on top of it has muted the line. What AI structurally can't do. This is the part of the conversation that most AI commentary skips because it requires being honest about what AI is and what it isn't. AI optimizes, it does not notice. Optimization requires a defined goal, a problem someone already named, a metric someone already set. Noticing is the generative act that produces the problem in the first place. AI is extraordinary at executing the fix. It is structurally incapable of taking ownership of the problem, because ownership requires looking at the world and deciding this matters enough to do something about. That decision is downstream of caring, and caring is downstream of having a body that experiences mismatch as discomfort. AI does not get annoyed. It does not walk through your day and think this reimbursement process is absurd. It does not feel the chest tightening when the recurring meeting starts. It does not register that the customer has now asked the same confused question 3 years in a row. It has no salience network. It has no interoception. The entire signal chain that generates a real human decision to own something. Mismatch detected, body responds, mind notices, operator acts, doesn't exist for it. This is the irony buried inside the phrase agentic AI. AI can pursue a goal, it can change steps, it can navigate uncertainty. What it cannot do is decide what is worth wanting. It cannot premeditate. It cannot determine that one problem deserves attention while another doesn't. The agency that generates the goal, the upstream move, is still yours. For most of human work, this didn't matter because execution was the bottleneck. Knowing how to do the thing was the skill. The operator who could execute well was valuable, regardless of whether they generated the problem to solve or received it. That world is ending fast. The cost of execution is collapsing towards zero. What doesn't collapse is the upstream work. Noticing what should exist that doesn't. Taking ownership of problems no one else has claimed. Determining what is worth prompting about before you ever write the prompt. The prompt before the prompt is noticing what deserves attention. AI cannot do that for you. It will never do that for you. The market is about to spend a decade figuring out which operators understood this in time. Why waiting for someone else to own the problem is about to get very expensive. If you spent 20 years getting good at executing other people's solutions well, you have a problem most of your peers haven't named yet. Your core skill is being commoditized in real time. Not eventually. Now. The operator who can name the problem, own it, build the scrappy proof, and ship the first version before the meeting that would have authorized it, that operator now has leverage that compounds. Every problem they take ownership of is one their slower-moving peer didn't. Every proof they ship in a day is one their organization didn't have to budget 8 weeks for. Every, hang on, this thing everyone has normalized is actually ridiculous, is a piece of upside they captured because their nervous system was still allowed to fire and their operating pattern was still allowed to honor it. Meanwhile, the operator running the old OS, capable, smart, good at executing, keeps waiting. Waiting for the boss to define the project. Waiting for the client to name the need. Waiting for the meeting to clarify what the meeting was for. They will work as hard as they ever have. They will produce as much as they ever did. They will steadily lose ground to the operator who learned to own problems on their own authority, because execution is no longer the moat. This is the part the productivity world gets wrong. The bottleneck was never how fast you could execute. The bottleneck was always how well you could determine what was worth executing and whether you had the agency to take ownership without waiting for permission. AI just made the bottleneck visible. The operators, who'd already been doing the upstream work, noticing, owning, generating the work from felt mismatch, were already pulling ahead. AI just turned a slow, widening gap into a fast one. How to recalibrate the filter. You can't reverse 20 years of pattern training in a weekend. You can start running a different loop on purpose. Two moves, both small, both designed to teach your nervous system that the signal will be honored instead of suppressed. Move one, catch the signal. Carry a list, paper, notes app, whatever you'll actually use. Every time you feel the flicker, the irritation, the why, is this still like this? The chest tightening at the third recurring question. Write the problem down. Don't judge it. Don't rank it. Don't try to solve it. Just register that the hardware fired. This looks like a productivity habit. It's actually interoceptive practice. You're teaching your nervous system slowly that the signals it generates will be received instead of buried. Over weeks, your salience network learns it's safe to surface more. The signals don't get louder. Your registration of them does. After a month of this, most operators are stunned by how many problems were always there. Move two, take ownership of one. Once a week, pick one problem from the list, not the most important one, the one that bugs you most. Then ask the right question, not how do I solve this, which is a planning question, but what is the smallest possible proof I could build in under a day that tests whether this is worth solving? Build the scrappy version, draft the email, mock the form, build the spreadsheet, record the video, write the prompt, test it with one person. The goal isn't the solution. The goal is to break the OS level pattern of waiting for someone else to own the work. Each time you take ownership without being asked, you weaken the old default a little more. This is the long arc, not a weekend. The OS pattern took decades to build, and it doesn't dissolve in a week of writing things down. The point isn't to become a different operator overnight. The point is to start running a different loop on purpose, and to give your nervous system enough repetitions of signal, honored, problem owned, proof shipped, that the new pattern starts winning by default. The operator edge AI just made visible. Go back to the founder who'd watched her team ask the same three questions for 2 years. The signal had been firing the whole time. The interoceptive flicker every time the kickoff went sideways. The mild irritation she'd registered as weather. 2 years of her nervous system trying to hand her a problem to own, and 2 years of her operating pattern rooting it straight to the venting bucket. She wasn't missing the data. She was missing the permission to take ownership. The permission is the work. Noticing is not junior work. Noticing is upstream work. It always was. AI just made it the only work that won't be commoditized in your lifetime. The flickers you've been suppressing for years are a list of problems the market is paying someone else to own. Start writing them down. If this hit a nerve, you're probably already noticing the flickers. You just haven't been taking ownership of them yet. Subscribe to the newsletter for more on the operator level work that AI can't replace.